Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the final little bite-sized political podcast of today, Monday. But don't forget to join the live show at 8 p.m. when I'm going to be discussing vaccines and viruses and what really makes you ill with my good friends Don Lester and David Parker. Do tune in tonight at 8 p.m. On Twitter, on Rumble. Can't put it out on Facebook or YouTube because they'll cancel me if I do. So never mind. Do come to these platforms and you can watch the entertainment then and the discussion. Okay, as always, this sponsor is called this podcast. It's sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. I want to talk to you about autism a little more. I talked about it yesterday. It seemed to create a bit of interest. So I thought I would return to the topic. And in terms of discussing the topic, I wanted to play you a little clip from, well, a discussion between Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan on the topic. And listen carefully to what these two guys are saying, or not.
I don't know. Is your average Amish teenager happier than your average conventional American teenager on Instagram? And of course the answer is, oh yeah.
Well, they certainly have less instances of autism, which is really fascinating. It's very, very
the
fascinating.
Amish have less autism?
Yeah, there's almost none.
Well, I'm not surprised.
It's extremely
Why
rare.
Why do we think that is?
Well, I wonder. I really do.
Well, I can think of a couple. Yeah. That's funny. I don't want to go Bobby Kennedy.
Well,
on
that's
anyone.
The problem.
Right.
If you go Bobby Kennedy, they'll come for you.
But the question is why? Look, and I don't know the answer, but
how is that not in the debate? How is that not in the conversation?
Well, it's not only not in the conversation, you're punished for adding it to the conversation.
Yes.
And so, like,
we are dancing around anti-vax conspiracy theories
right
now.
But why be on the defensive? It's like, if you purport to represent science and you're mad about a question.
And you're ignoring data.
Yeah, but even in the absence of data.
Right.
Science is a process.
Yes.
It's not a result. It's a way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And at the core of science is asking questions, including unlikely questions.
Right.
That's what science is.
Right.
And if you don't allow that, then, you know, you may be doing something, but what you're not doing is science. We can say that conclusively.
Right.
So for people to wrap themselves in the mantle of science and attack you for asking a question, you know, they're frauds.
Well, like, of course they're frauds, you know, because we know that it used to be that 1 in 3,000 children had autism. Now it's 1 in 44. So wonder what could be causing that then, eh? Any thoughts on that one? To put the US thing into context, the Amish kids, the autism rate is 1 in 15,000. In the U.S., it's 1 in 166 as of 2005. So the Amish basically have virtually no autism, whereas outside of the Amish communities, it's becoming increasingly prevalent. Now, as Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan talked about there, you've got to dance around the topic, because this is an explosive topic. If you push this out on social media, and I've seen people doing that, on X, for example, they will be community noted and they will be told that there's no evidence that links, for example, vaccines with autism. That's the key thing. You're not allowed that to make that connection. Now, I am not making that connection, FYI, because I, like Tucker Carlson, I don't have all the information. Like Joe Rogan, I don't have all the data. But what I can say is I can look at facts, and the facts is that the Amish kids basically don't have autism, and US kids is becoming more and more common and more severe. What is the difference between those two communities? Well, I'll tell you, for starters, one of the differences, and that is that the Amish do not take the vaccinations at anything like the level that the rest of the US population. So you gotta sort of consider that. You know, I mean, when you look into looking at the case of a doctor who's treated thousands of Amish, you know, people, kids, for nearly a quarter of a century, said he's never seen any autism. He says, we're right in the heart of Amish country and seeing none. Well, that's just the way it is. An Amish Mennonite mother with an adopted autistic child said she was only aware of two other children with the disorder. Yeah, well, you try that elsewhere in the US outside the Amish community, and you'll find that autism cases have rocketed and they're continuing to go up. Now, there are things I don't really want to get into. There are certain substances, like, for example, thimerosal, which has been phased out. And I think even the mainstream medical experts said that there was a link between thimerosal and autism. They're saying that's been discredited. Of course it's been discredited. There's no link between COVID vaccines and all the damage that we see, the myocarditis and all that. And I think, you know, this is a pretty dangerous topic, because there's a huge pharmaceutical industry very successfully vaccinating children from its profits point of view. The impact of those vaccines is less well known. We can't be sure of, you know, has the rise of diagnosed autism, is there a correlation with the rise in the number of childhood vaccinations? You know, there seems to be, but surely the scientific thing to do would be to investigate it thoroughly and to establish if there is there a link, is there not a link. That would be what we should do, but we're not allowed to even talk about it. And I'll tell you something I've learned. When you're not allowed to talk about something, that suggests that you're absolutely over an area that they do not want you discussing. So the Amish community did very well during COVID. They did very well in many other regards. And that's because they tend not to listen to the TV box in the corner. They tend not to swallow all the propaganda. They lead a simple, much cleaner life in many regards than the rest of American society. And curiously enough, their rates of autism are next to non-existent as it soars outside in the broader American community. Now, there's something causing this, friends. It's not just, you know, it doesn't just happen. There's a causation here. And the fact that even Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson are saying, oh, we don't want to do a Bobby Kennedy on it because Robert Kennedy Jr. has talked about it. And that's been a problem for Robert Kennedy Jr. So you're just not allowed to talk about this topic and this issue. So I thought I'd talk about it. Thanks for listening. See you in the live at 8 o'clock.